As you know by now, today is the celebration of the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. And with today's celebration, the Jubilee Year of Mercy comes to its end. Pope Francis opened the Jubilee Year last December on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the 8th of December. And I think his overall goal for the Church during the Year of Mercy was that all of the members of the Church might come to experience or perhaps even rediscover Jesus Christ as the face of the Father's mercy. That there would be kind of a renewal, that there would be a revival of the experience of God's mercy in the Church. And that, as a result of that, the Church would be more and more fully and authentically characterized by mercy in the years to come. So we can think about mercy and the experience of mercy from two different angles. The first would be our experience of receiving mercy from God. And the Pope encouraged us to rediscover the sacrament of reconciliation, to avail ourselves of God's mercy through that great gift given to the Church. He also ordained that there would be holy doors all throughout the world. In our diocese, we have two, one at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes, one at St. Patrick in Pasco. And he encouraged all the faithful to make a journey of faith, a pilgrimage to the holy door, not just to receive an indulgence, but to really encounter the Lord, to recognize that Jesus is the gate. He is the means of passage from the old into the new, from the darkness into the light, from sin into grace. And so the first thing was that the Pope wanted us all to experience what it means to receive mercy from God. Unfathomable mercy. Mercy that is unbounded. Mercy that is not conditioned by our deeds or by anything else, not at all conditioned by anything. But the second part is perhaps the other side of the coin. The experience of God's mercy also requires of us to share his mercy, to extend mercy and love and forgiveness and grace to all the people that are in our life. Probably starting with family. Sometimes family is the hardest to be merciful to, the easiest to be rough with, or the easiest to hold a grudge against. But then to allow mercy to extend far beyond the walls of our homes, to our workplaces, to our neighborhoods, everywhere we go. This is the Pope's invitation to us in the Year of Mercy. So those two parts, to receive God's mercy and to share. And especially the Pope encouraged us to focus on the works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy, the corporal works of mercy. But overall, he ardently desired that the Church would be permeated with mercy in every way and thereby become more and more the instrument of God's mercy in the world. So at the end of the Year of Mercy, we can ask ourselves, how did we do? Did we receive the sacrament of penance? Did we make it to one of the holy doors in the diocese? Did we deepen our own experience of receiving God's mercy during this year? Did we practice the works of mercy in a more intentional way, by feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, caring for the sick, visiting the imprisoned, burying the dead? Those are the corporal works of mercy. Did we also do the spiritual works of mercy, admonishing sinners, instructing the ignorant, advising the doubtful, comforting the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, forgiving injuries, praying for the living and the dead? And Pope Francis also kind of a historical moment, instituted a new work of mercy, and that is caring for our common home, caring for the environment. We may look back over the course of the Year of Mercy and say, well, gosh, to be honest, this was kind of a year like most other years in terms of my faith life. That's okay. That's okay. Because the overarching view of Pope Francis, is that this would just be something to impel us into the future. You know, it's not his desire that this be a flash in the pan. People of the world say, oh, gosh, between December 8th, 2015 and November 20th, 2016, the Catholic Church was so merciful. But now they're back to their kind of old self. No, of course not. Mercy is what ought to characterize us as believers in Jesus Christ. So we can just look at the Year of Mercy and say, all right, maybe I did or didn't do anything special for the Year of Mercy. But from here on out, I'm going to still strive more and more to be a person of mercy. To be a person in whom people can encounter God's mercy in a profound way. By the way that I speak, by the way that I behave, by the way I care for other people, by gentleness and kindness, by speaking truth and encouraging others. On today's feast day, I would encourage all of you to set the course, perhaps, for being merciful in the future by doing one particular thing. I'm going to speak about that for the next couple of minutes. I'm sure you have all seen the Divine Mercy image. Some of them look like this. We have one right here. It's a little bit different version. But the Divine Mercy image is an image of the Lord Jesus. It was, St. Faustina was instructed to have this image prepared precisely in this way. Jesus raising slightly his right hand in blessing, his left hand pointing to his heart, from his heart issuing two streams, a red and a pale colored stream, representing blood and water, representing the Eucharist and baptism. You also notice his feet, he's moving toward the viewer as a gesture of drawing close to us and inviting us to come closer to him. You also notice that his eyes are looking down a little bit, and I read that that was, in a sense, to be non-threatening. Sometimes when you look directly at a person, they might get intimidated, or for someone who's generally skittish, they might kind of veer away from that. But he's gentle, he is non-threatening. The idea in this image is that Jesus would be approachable. And so, the Missionaries of Charity Sisters have provided a bunch of copies of this image to be distributed. We might run out because there were more people at Mass in Wilbur last night than I expected. But if we run out, I'll get some more. But what I would ask is that every household take one of these images and pray the prayers on the accompanying sheet. The second one is a prayer of enthronement of the Divine Mercy image. The first is a family offering to merciful love. So what do we make of that? The first idea is that we would not only be merciful to other our brothers and sisters, but also actually be merciful to the Lord Jesus. You might say, well, Jesus is already in heaven. He's God. Why do we need to be merciful to Jesus? Well, look at it this way. We understand that Jesus wants people to receive his mercy. Jesus' great desire of his heart is that people would receive his love, that their lives would be filled by that love and transformed by it. But you know as well as I do, there's a lot of people in our world, maybe in our families, that reject the mercy and the love of Jesus. And this brings a great suffering to the heart of Jesus. So part of the reason for praying this prayer is to say, Jesus, whatever mercy you wanted to bestow on these people who have rejected you, give that mercy to us, to our family. And we will not only receive it warmly, but we will share that mercy. We will distribute your mercy, so to speak, to all the people that we possibly can. The second part, as I mentioned, is a prayer of enthronement of the divine mercy image. So you could get a simple 8x10 frame, frame the image, or just pin it to the wall, tape it, use putty, whatever. But pray the prayer of enthronement. The idea is that this would be in a prominent place in your home, that whenever you look at it, you would remember that Jesus Christ is the King of your household. And it's especially fitting that an image of the divine mercy be in that position, because we are taught that the way that Jesus most powerfully displays his majesty is by showing mercy. Think about that. The way God displays his power in the most amazing way is by showing mercy. So when we look at this image of divine mercy in our homes, we're not only reminded of God's love for us and our call to be loving and merciful to others, but we are reminded that this is the way that God is glorified the best, that his glory is made known by showing mercy. It can also be a reminder of the Jubilee year, and that we are called to bring that mercy into the world all year long. So we pray for the grace this day to carry on the torch, as it were, as Pope Francis would want us to do, living as people of mercy, extending God's mercy to the farthest corners of the world.